Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Charya Astataru Shri Srimad's Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder BBT Founder Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindaki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyamakund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mathura Dham Ki Shri Nilachala Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Ganga Mahi Ki Yamuna Mahi Ki Tulasi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vrindaki Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Verse somewhere. We have gathered in the most auspicious place during the most auspicious time, the most auspicious month of Kartik, or the month of Yasoda Damodar. We shall read from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a canto 1, chapter 8, entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti, text number 31. Is the verse there? It's a little different for me. It's behind me. It's okay. Usually it's on the side. Yeah. Okay, you can repeat. Okay, I'll just say the verse itself. You can repeat after me. Gopya dade twahi kritagasita matavad.
Gopya dade twahi kritagasita matavad.
Yate dashashru kalilangjana sambraram maksham. Vaktram nineya baya bhavanaya stithasya.
Vaktram nineya bhavanaya stithasya.
Samam vimoha yati bir api yad bi beti.
Gopya dade twahi
advantages, ladies?
By breaking the butter pot.
Dhamma.
Rope.
Tavat.
At that time.
That which.
Te. Your.
Dasa.
Situation.
Ashru Kalila,
Ashru Kalila,
overflooded with tears.
Anjana,
Anjana,
ointment.
Sambrama,
Sambrama,
perturbed.
Aksham,
eyes.
Vaktram,
face.
Nineya,
downwards.
Baya,
Bhavanaya,
by thoughts of fear.
Stitasya,
of the situation.
Sa,
that.
Ma,
me.
Vimohayati,
bewilders.
Bihapi,
even fear personified.
Yat,
whom?
Bibeti,
is afraid.
And the translation by Stavine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
You
can repeat the translation some words at a time. This verse is nicely given to us by Queen Kunti. My dear Krishna,
Yasoda
took up
a rope
to bind you,
when you
committed
an offense.
And your perturbed eyes
overflooded
with tears,
which washed
the mascara
from your eyes,
and
you were afraid,
though
fear personified
is afraid
of you.
This sight
is bewildering
to me.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Here is another explanation of the bewilderment created by the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme in all circumstances, as already explained. Here is a specific example of the Lord's being the Supreme and at the same time a plaything in the presence of his pure devotee. The Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only. And while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of his devotees more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection, without anything of reverential admiration. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself. The Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Goloka Vrindavan are exchanged in that spirit. The friends of Krishna consider him one of them. They do not consider him to be of reverential importance. The parents of the Lord, who are all pure devotees, consider him a child only. The Lord accepts the chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, he accepts the reproaches of his fiancées more palatably than the Vedic hymns. When Lord Krishna was present in this material world to manifest his eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, he displayed a unique picture of subordination before his foster mother, Yasoda. The Lord, in his naturally childish, playful activities, used to spoil the stocked butter of Mother Yasoda by breaking the pots and distributing the contents to his friends and playmates, including the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan. Yes, the monkeys here are celebrities, so treat them as such. Nice? Including the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan, who took advantage of the Lord's munificence. Mother Yasoda saw this, and out of a pure love, she wanted to make a show of punishment for a transcendental child. She took a rope and threatened the Lord that she would tie him up, as is generally done in the ordinary household. Seeing the rope in the hands of Mother Yasoda, the Lord bowed down his head and began to weep just like a child, and tears rolled down his cheeks, washing off the black ointment smeared about his beautiful eyes. This picture of the Lord is adored by Kunti Devi because she is conscious of the Lord's supreme position. He is feared, often by fear personified, yet he is afraid of his mother, who wanted to punish him just in an ordinary manner. Kunti was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yasoda was not. Therefore, Yasoda's position was more exalted than Kunti's. Mother Yasoda got the Lord, as her child, and the Lord made her forget altogether that her child was the Lord himself. If Mother Yasoda had been conscious of the exalted position of the Lord, she would certainly have hesitated to punish the Lord. but she was made to forget this situation because the Lord wanted to make a complete gesture of childishness before the affectionate Yasoda. This exchange of love between the mother and son was performed in a natural way, and Kunti, remembering the scene, was bewildered, and she could do nothing but praise this transcendental filial love. Indirectly, Mother Yasoda is praised for a unique position of love, for she could control even the all-powerful Lord as her beloved child. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada has explained that wherever the deities of Radha Krishna are installed, that is also Vrindavan. In other words, we may be a little bit, not too much, a little bit more fortunate to be in Vrindavan. But Vrindavan is wherever Srila Prabhupada and his followers have installed Radha Krishna. Whether it's Moscow, or whether it's Hong Kong, or whether it's Sydney, or whether it's London, or New York, or Mexico City, or Trinidad, or Caracas, doesn't matter. And Srila Prabhupada did give that extra special mercy, that even in those places, although those who cannot sort of, in inverted commas, physically be here, their service, even during the month of Kartik, even outside of Boma or earthly Vrindavan, can also be magnified 1,000 times. In one beautiful letter, in Srila Prabhupada's explanation to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, dated as early as 30th of January 1969. His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj wrote to Srila Prabhupada, and he actually wanted that special mercy in engaging in devotional service during the month of Kartik. So when he wrote to Srila Prabhupada, he asked the question, what is that specialness about this month of Kartik? Because devotees were not used to hearing about it. This is 1969, barely 2 years prior, from 1966 to 67, 67 to 68, and this is January 69. Yeah. So he asked in his letter, what is that specialness in the month of Kartik? And Srila Prabhupada replied that that this specialness in this month of Kartik is that it is a special inducement of persons who are not in Krishna consciousness to perform devotional service. Now, in the early 90s, it was like my first time going to the Western world, and I landed in New York City. And I was kind of expecting to be bewildered by the material energy. Yes. So I was in our temple in Brooklyn, and I made sure I had a full morning program. And chanting my rounds as diligently as possible, and attending the morning program, and honoring my breakfast prasad. Then I went with one devotee to do some errand. Like that. So we entered Manhattan for the first time. And when I entered Manhattan for the first time, I could feel, despite my morning program, it is like a vacuum. It is like a vacuum. The modes of passion and ignorance can suck you in without you wanting to be sucked in against your own will. Now I am over 60 years of age. And that was how many years ago? 90s, probably 30 years ago or something like that. Yeah. Much younger the body was, much younger the body was. Yeah. Now why did I give that example? In its originality, the month of Kartik is like that. The month of? Yeah. So the Sudha Sattva, not even the mode of goodness, the transcendental energy can pull you in even against your own will, despite you having material desires to execute. So that is the diametrically originality of being pulled in into the spiritual energy during the month of Kartik. It's most beautiful month of Kartik. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada calls this inducement. He calls it a special inducement. You are induced. You're pulled in like that vacuum, transcendentally, as opposed to the modes of passion and ignorance. It can pull you against your own will, despite you not wanting to be involved in material sense gratification and influence of it. Yeah. And then Srila Prabhupada told His Holiness Jayapataka Swami that this month is especially for those who are not inclined to perform devotional service. But we'll let them come here and they'll be vacuumed in. Vacuumed in. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna is very tricky. So Krishna creates an indirect inducement for every living entity at every moment, especially in Vraj Mandala or Mathura Mandala, to take to devotional service. And then Srila Prabhupada says, it's not only devotional service, they feel the purity of that devotional service, even if they are not pure. They feel, I haven't experienced something like this. And Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice example in this letter to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami. He said, sometimes a store, store means like a shop. They call store here in India? No, they don't call it shop. Store, yeah. Yeah. So sometimes a store will give a special concession to attract new customers. To attract? Old customers will come, they know the quality of this stuff. Yeah. But to attract new customers, the store will say, this is on sale. You know, it was like selling at 1,000 rupees, now we can get it for 1 rupee. See? So one round of chanting is equal to 1,000 rounds in the month of Kartik. Amazing. So imagine if you chant extra rounds during the month of Kartik. So he said like that. And then Srila Prabhupada said that similarly, those who are not sufficiently purified, and Prabhupada said if they are not pure devotees yet, they may not aspire for the regular practice of devotional service. But if you make a concession, they will run. Oh, for 1,000 rupees I can get for 1 rupee, same thing, like that. They will run. See? And they will run spontaneously. They will run spontaneously, Prabhupada says. They will run spontaneously. You mean that was 1,000 rupees, I can get it for 1 rupee now? Yes, let me rush and get it. So that's the month of Kartik. That's the month of Kartik. So it's a sort of, you could say in one sense, a transcendental sale. Like by a very little, very, very little investment of even a little spiritual practice and service, you can get great benefit 1,000 times by not putting the 1,000 times effort itself. See? So in that way. So it will be nice if we can increase our spiritual practices during this month and get that benefit 1,000 times multiplied that. Yes. Now in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada have us understand that the Lord, He does not easily award pure devotional service even to regular devotees. What to speak of ordinary persons who are not serious about Krishna consciousness. Like that. But even if such unserious persons and even regular devotees who are not serious in their practices, when they execute devotional service in the month of Kartik, Srila Prabhupada says, and then he says, especially within the jurisdiction of Mathura Mandala, and fortunately we are here, like that, then the Lord easily awards Himself as a humble servant to that devotee, unknowingly to that devotee, because nobody wants to accept service from Krishna. So beautifully given by Queen Kunti here in this particular verse, that the Damodar form, as we all are aware, refers to Krishna in his childhood, naughty boy, and he was tied up, you know, with the rope, udara, around the belly or tummy. Dama means rope. My mother saw that because he was creating a big disturbance. Naughty Krishna, creating a huge disturbance. And because Krishna created this disturbance, it bound Mother Yasoda. It bound Mother Yasoda. We normally say Krishna is bound. It bound Mother Yasoda. What Prabhupada uses the word filial. Filial love. It's beautiful. Filial means it's like a naughty innocence. A naughty, even from Mother Yasoda's side, it's like a naughty innocence in that way. So today happens to be also Sarat Purnima, the full moon night of the autumn season, as Dinabandhu Prabhu announced this morning, that they are going on a beautiful moonlit night parikrama around Govardhan this evening. I think you have to be at the Hanuman Ganesh Mandir statue there, something there at 6:30 or something, 7:30 this evening. So it's nice to go on that moonlit night parikrama on Sarat Purnima. And what's the significance? That Krishna, he played on his transcendental flute, not very far from here, Vamsivat, by the Yamuna river, the old riverbed, Yamuna river here in Vrindavan. And he simply called upon the gopis to dance with him. It's easy for Krishna. Simply called upon the gopis to dance with him by the sound of his transcendental flute. Like that. One time in 26th Avenue in in the early days, one early disciple of Srila Prabhupada named him Mahapurush Das. Srila Prabhupada was discussing like the transcendental dance of love, the Rasa Leela, like that. Srila Prabhupada, he did not really, you could say, he did not give it thought when he answers the question. It just flows from his heart. It's not like, let me just consider what I should say here so that they digest well. Like that. But Srila Prabhupada was not doing that. So, Mahapurush Prabhu, he asked Srila Prabhupada a question. What is this, Krishna, is Krishna the Supreme, that he dances with so many girls, you know? Normally the conception of God is not like that. Like that. Then the Christian Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna is not God and not that type of God. Like that. And Srila Prabhupada said that simply by Krishna playing his flute, the gopis come. Like in relation to Sarat Purnima this evening and Vamsivar. Like that. But Srila Prabhupada said, for you have to work hard, you have to make so much effort, and you have to like run after the girl to come to you. It's hard in the material world if you want to enjoy sense gratification. You have to run after them practically. See? I said, Krishna, he simply plays it for they run to him. No arrangement. No arrangement. No working hard. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada told him, you know, you have to have an apartment, a house, a bed, a this and that, not on Sarat Purnima, not with Krishna. See? So I said, instead of running after that, you run after Krishna when he plays his flute. Very nice, sir. It's like that's the best way he could explain Krishna's transcendental position. It's easy for Krishna to enjoy transcendental sense gratification, in that sense. Now there's a beautiful verse that explains this Sarat Purnima. It's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Madhya Lila chapter 8, text 81. I'll just read it for you, beautiful verse. Tasham avirbaj chori smayamana mukham bhujaha pitambaradara shragi na shragvi shakshan manmata manmataha. So manmata means Cupid, and manmataha means the bewilderer of Cupid. This happened also this evening on its anniversary of the Sarat Purnima. And the translation is beautiful also. And it goes as follows by Srila Prabhupada. Suddenly, due to the feelings of separation, Lord Krishna appeared among the gopis dressed in yellow garments and wearing a flower garland. His lotus face was smiling, and he was directly attracting the mind of Cupid. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, when the rasa dance was going on, Krishna suddenly disappeared and the gopis became so overwhelmed due to his separation and the intense love for him that Krishna was obliged to appear again. So, man means consciousness, or more commonly referred to in the material world as the mind, but it's actually consciousness. Like that. And mata means one who bewilders, the consciousness of this personality called manmata or Cupid. So Cupid in Sanskrit literally means lust. And lust bewilders the minds of ordinary people. And everyone is impelled by this lust. So everyone knows Brahmananda Prabhu. So prior to joining, Brahmananda Prabhu was studying English literature. And he had a professor that used to delve and also influence the students, and he was one of them, with this, I know the philosopher is Sigmund Freud, I don't know how you pronounce that, can somebody help me out? Sigmund Freud. Now Sigmund Freud, he had a lusty philosophy, to say the least, like that. So he said that the impetus of all activities in all literature is lust, like that. And technically that is called sex desire in the material world. So Brahmananda Prabhu was bewildered by this philosophy. So he approached Srila Prabhupada like that. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, this professor of mine is propagating this philosophy. And he was also trying to give a sort of a spiritual interpretation to it. That's the goal of life, sense gratification or sex life. And then Brahmananda Prabhu said that my professor said that everything in the material world is based on this foundation and built upon, you could say, lust. You know? And he was insisting this is everything there. Like that. So Brahmananda Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, is this correct what he is saying? And Srila Prabhupada said, your professor is right. Everything in the material world is impelled by lust or sex desire. He said, at least that much he knows. That he knows the cause of material existence. Okay. So manmata. Manmata indicates that the consciousness of everyone is bewildered by this attraction of lust for each other, which is Cupid. But Krishna is so beautiful that even Cupid's consciousness becomes bewildered by Krishna's beauty. This is this beautiful verse and this beautiful rasa lila where Cupid even came to bewilder Krishna on the night of Sarat Purnima. They moved from Vamsivat, and if you go in the Parikram route, just this outside of Bhaktivedanta Hospice, you'll come to the old Yamuna flow, Yamuna riverbed. That's the original riverbed, now it's flowing that side. That's where it happened with Cupid. Right here, that's where it happened with Cupid. So it's a nice place to go chant today also, because Sarat Purinma moves. It's Vamsivat is not restricted to just the Vamsivat tree, you see. It's the whole area. It's the whole area here. So, in order to get free from this, you know, material lust and love Krishna and love Krishna's devotees and love Krishna's mission in the form of Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada's consciousness to spread Krishna consciousness, it'll be wonderful to increase one's spiritual practices in this month. And I'll mention a few ways that you can increase. One is simply appreciating and glorifying devotees. Try to avoid that, opposite to that. You know, increasing one's japa, try to have a more fixed sadhana if you can, you know, if your health allows, you know. If your health doesn't allow, then that can be understood. And of course, reading and studying Srila Prabhupada's books. Yeah. Why is that? Because another name for the month of Kartik is called Urja. And Prabhupada speaks about Urja Vrat. So Prabhupada expects us that during Urja, the month of Kartik, there must be some Vrat. Urja Vrat. So it's nice to take some Vrat to increase one's practices, special vows. Take some vows that you can honor. Don't take too high that, you know, you may not be able to. Take a vow, small you can honor, but you can increase it as you want, but always maintain what that low vow you take, or in terms of numbers or in terms of time. Yes. This will be wonderful. I'd like to conclude, after taking some comments or questions, with a short anecdote from Srila Prabhupada about the first Kartik that was observed in ISKCON. So we can do that to conclude with. We'll give some time to so many advanced and senior Vaishnavas in our midst, if they want to contribute, to offer their comments, or some of you may have some question to ask. You're welcome to do so now. This microphone works? Can you test it? Say Hare Krishna in it. Say?
Please.
Thank you. So anyone? There's a hand up at the back. Can you pass it quickly to the back? Everyone can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You have the mic? Okay. What's your name?
Hare Krishna. My name? Jagannath.
Oh, I remember you was my student in Mayapur.
Yes, sir.
Long time ago.
Yeah, around 2006-07.
You are Bimla Krishna's Dharampatni.
Yes, sir.
I know you. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So nice to see you, Maharaj, after such a long time.
You're welcome. Tell us your question.
Yeah, Maharaj, my question was related to the purport, actually.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to bring the purport out. In the purport, Prabhupada is saying that here is a specific example of... Here is a specific example of the Lord's being the supreme and at the same time a plaything in the presence of His pure devotee. So I wanted to understand, I understand that this is an example of Krishna being a plaything in the hands of a pure devotee. But the example that has been spoken about in this verse, how does that explain that He is the Supreme Lord?
The question is a little difficult for me, so we'll ask Sarva Bhoma Prabhu to answer. He's a close friend of mine. He wouldn't mind me sort of humbly instructing him to do so. Sarva Bhoma Prabhu, please.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Maharaj started this verse because this verse was spoken by Kunti Maharani when she visited Gokul.
Yes.
And she saw this Leela personally. So this is the Kartik month, this realization of a greatest Vaishnavi, Kunti Maharani, of the greatest of Krishna. One verse, word in the verse is actually speaking that Krishna is God. The fear personified is afraid of the person. So fear is afraid of Krishna. This is what Kunti Maharaj's realization is. Because when we read this verse, we have to read the verses before this of the Kunti Maharani and after this. So Kunti Maharani is speaking Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead before. But then he is saying, I am bewildered. that your pastime was bewildering so much that though you are Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you are afraid of this mother Yashoda. This is, it's incomprehensible, it's not possible to understand. And there is actually love. The Maharaj's whole thrust was, lust is the cause of the material existence and love of the Krishna is the only way to get out of that. And death is available in Karthik, take full advantage of that.
My close associate, Sarvabhauma Prabhu Ki Jai. Haribol, Haribol, bring the microphone here, please. You relax. Did you chant 16 rounds this morning? You chanted your japa this morning. I'm not giving the microphone, everyone may hear, just like lip read. Yeah, so next time when you ask such a question, you complete your 16 rounds japa first, and then I will answer. That's okay. Hare Krishna. You complete your 16 rounds of japa, not in class. Take your hand off your bead bag. Then you ask such a question. Are we okay? Yeah. Others can also ask questions. It's okay. Anyone else? Comments? Yes, there's a, take this microphone, there's a devotee in the back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I just like to explain my, what this exchange was, you know, with Sarvabhauma. I'd like to explain that a little bit. Srila Prabhupada said, when you come to Vrindavan, especially in Kartik, don't expect Krishna to come out from some bush and say, how are you? But Srila Prabhupada said that, Srila Bhakti said, and the Saraswati Thakur said, you should act in such a way that Krishna comes to see you, not that you expect to see Krishna. You should behave in such a way. So don't discount our sadhana. Don't discount it. Don't make it a discount during Kartik. Yeah. In fact, the sadhana should be more regulated and more deep. Is that okay? I thank you for allowing me to use you as an example. Is that okay? Yeah. Because I know you, so it seems that's easier. Yes, Prabhu, what's your name? Your name?
I'm Harikirtan Raj. I was in Noida when you gave a seminar on Japa.
Okay, what's your question?
My question, Maharaj, like you often say, as you said also in the class, the Srila Prabhupada mentioned that wherever the deities of Radha Krishna are there around the world, there is Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. And this is generally what we tell to our devotees, counselees, when we are in Vrindavan, but then we tell them that wherever the deities are, Prabhupada is, that is Vrindavan. But then we also know that what is, there is difference. So how is it, what is it that we exactly tell them that they really feel themselves to be in Vrindavan wherever they are? Like what additional can we tell them?
Nice question. Practical question. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada said that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that the best Goshtiyanandi is slow, eh? I said I thought I have 5 minutes more.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the best Gostiyanandi is a preacher. The best Gostiyanandi is a Bhajanandi who preaches. The best preacher is a Bhajanandi who preaches. Bhajanandi means he doesn't preach, but he comes for his own spiritual development, for his own internal state. But the Bhajanandi in his own or her internal state, nobody knows that internal state of that person. It's not for logic or argument or debate or philosophy or advertisement. No. Nobody knows who's a Bhajanandi. Once you advertise it, you're a sahaja. Then you're not, wasn't a Bhajanandi in the first place. But the best Gostiyanandi is a Bhajanandi who preaches. So therefore, if you're not in Vrindavan and you're preaching in the month of Kartik, that's better than being in Vrindavan. And I always relish the scores on the morning here also. You know, the book distribution scores and the devotees are helping others to chant japa. I came a few days ago and I was, yeah, I thought, hey, this is wonderful. Because you could be a Bhajanandi in Vrindavan, at the same time the best Gostiyanandi is a Bhajanandi who preaches, and you can preach also in Vrindavan. You can still do that here. Hare Kirtan Prabhu. Yeah. And that's one of the best things you can do in Kartik also. One of the best things you do in Kartik. Like, I'll give you an example. You know, you come to the Yamuna Expressway and immediately you'll see on the first big board, Hare Krishna Orchard. There's a big apartment complex further down on this side, on your western side. You know? What they call it? Hare Krishna Orchard. Before Prabhupada could spread Krishna consciousness, they would have said, you know, Radhe Shyam Orchard or something. Why they say Hare Krishna Orchard? Because our preaching is having effect. Our preaching is having effect. Although it's an apartment complex, but it's a nice sign. Hare Krishna Ajit. So the Hare Krishna is replacing Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Shyam. It's replacing it. It's a big sign. So even if you're in Vrindavan as a inverted commas Bhajanandi, you can still be a preacher, Gostiyanandi. I'm not sure if I've answered your question. Hare Kirtan, did I answer your question in an indirect way? Or I don't know. Is that all right?
Like this morning while I was also talking to some counselors in Noida,
yes.
So I was discussing that. Actually, wherever you are, there is Vrindavan. But then I know that I'm in Vrindavan and this is a different place altogether. So how is it? What is it that we accept? Additionally, tell them
it's
so
you cannot say there's a difference. That's your own consciousness. Wherever Srila Prabhupada went, that is Vrindavan. Wherever he placed his lotus feet, that is Vrindavan. Wherever his followers and preachers place their lotus feet, that is also Vrindavan, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. We may make a very faint or a very slight distinction in our consciousness. That may be okay. But in an absolute sense, it's different. Not in a relative way. Is that all right? Mahaprasade Govinde Sariravi. It's going to happen now, right? Yeah. So I'll just say that the first Kartik that was observed in ISKCON, His Holiness Satsrup Das Goswami recalls that it was in the late fall. Fall means autumn of 1966. First Kartik that was observed in ISKCON And this was in 26th Avenue. So the devotees used to go to Srila Prabhupada's apartment. Now how do we work this? In the Western world they say first floor, second floor. Here we say ground floor, first floor, right? Something. So we could say first floor, ground floor, first floor, Prabhupada's apartment, 26th Second Avenue. So they used to go into Prabhupada's apartment in the evening. And Prabhupada had birthday candles. You know this thin birthday candles, small ones? Yeah. He said, "You have any candles here?" So they brought the birthday candles. So Prabhupada lit a few. And immediately when the devotees entered this, they asked, "Srila Prabhupada, is somebody's birthday? Is it someone's birthday?" And Prabhupada chuckled. Because they never heard of Kartik Mass. They were of the month of Kartik. So it was like when you light this birthday candle, so then Prabhupada put it on a, I mean in the Western world they call it coffee table. I don't know what you call, like a low table like this. I don't know, they use the word coffee for that table. I don't know whether they use it for coffee or what. But they term it like that, right? Yeah. So they put their little candles on the coffee table, like that. See? And then Prabhupada said, "You turn the candle a little bit while it's burning and the wax will fall, and you put the candle into the wax after you offer, like that, to a photo of Krishna." Yeah. So then one of the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, this is the very first Kartik that they observe with birthday candles. "Swamiji, why are we doing this? That we are lighting a candle. It's not Krishna's birthday. That passed already for Janmashtami. So why are we doing this? We're offering a candle to Krishna's lotus feet and placing." And Prabhupada answered in four words, very simply. He said, "To increase your devotion." It's like a sutra. To increase your devotion. And that explained it perfectly. Just these four words. To increase your devotion. So that's what we should do in the month of Kartik. Try to, by your spiritual activities, simply to increase your devotion. This is the very first sort of comment or even sort of an instruction that Srila Prabhupada gave to the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness on the first month of Kartik in 26 Second Avenue in his very own apartment room. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Kodi Vaishnav Vrindaki, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki, Shri Kartik Mas ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.